The Arkansas Department of Transportation is scrapping two ideas it originally proposed to the public last year to improve the traffic flow at the I-49 and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard interchange in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us what the department is proposing to do instead.
Arkansas Transportation Department spokesman Danny Stracely says the public wasn't thrilled with the ideas they saw last year.
One of them was a loop ramp in the southeast corner that would have impacted the hotel over there in the southeast and some configuration of the frontage roads and such. And the other one was a flyover that if you were traveling east towards the campus, the flyover and you wanted to go north on I-49, you would take a flyover that would take you up and over I-49 and get you onto the interstate.
The problem with the loop ramp was that it would have meant some businesses would have to go to make room for it. The problem with the flyover, Stracely says, was that it would have had to start down the middle of MLK on the west side of the I-49 overpass.
When you start looking at impacts to the local economy, the local community and such, we started to realize, you know, there's really more here than meets the eye.
So last week, Stracely says the Department of Transportation went to the public with a completely different plan called a single point urban interchange, or a SPUI.
Basically, the SPUI controls the access to and from the interstate from the cross street. So in this case, that's Martin Luther King. And you have one traffic light that connects to it.
Stracely says all the traffic would converge to that single point. So the traffic light would control all left turns onto the interstate and from the interstate. Right now, having two sets of lights on either side of the overpass is creating a lot of congestion.
One of the benefits that the SPUI will provide is fewer lights, but it will also take out that left turn movement that folks have to wait for right now. And so that's really a key. So everybody converged to that one point. You're going to have one cycle around and everybody will get through, which is very, very efficient.
Drivers will also have three lanes to use to turn left to go north on I-49, as more people choose to live in West Fayetteville, Farmington, Prairie Grove, and Lincoln. Stracely says a SPUI will eventually be built at the Bella Vista Bypass and Exit 85 in Rogers, in conjunction with widening that stretch of I-49 from four to six lanes.
The upgrade of the I-49 corridor has been a carefully choreographed production, if you will, because if you work on one interchange, it might impact the traffic on the interchange down the road, or if you widen the highway, it might impact the interchange. So the work that is done, the order in which it has been done, has been carefully planned by our engineers that know if you do this, well, it's going to mess this up over here, that type of thing.
Plans for the redesign of the MLK interchange also include two roundabouts. One would be south of MLK on the east side of the interstate on Futrell Drive and would create another exit ramp for traffic going northbound on I-49. Drivers would then be able to either go to MLK or take 18th Street to Baum Stadium. The other roundabout would be at Cato Springs Road on the west side of the interstate, and Shiloh Drive would then be extended to the traffic circle and turned into a one-way service road. Stracely says the MLK interchange project would be funded by the Interstate Rehabilitation Program and would cost between $20 and $30 million.
There's a lot of growth, and we're playing catch-up, really.
Stracely says last week's public meeting would be the only input session on the new design for the interchange. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
For a map of the proposed redesign for the MLK interchange, you can go to our website, ozarksatlarge.com. And one new piece of infrastructure is ready for its public opening today. The Springdale Northern Bypass, Zuzanna reported on last week on Ozarks, is now officially open to traffic as of this morning.